Can you feel it?
Too long.
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 I need it too. Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 9 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Touch Free Farm Radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you may download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August the 7th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in the conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. No lines, no waiting. Just jump on and give us a call. Be right back. Okay, 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. This is another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, just have to give me a call. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Okay, let's get right into Major League Baseball. Yesterday in the American League, Cleveland 5, the Yankees 2, Rays 7, and the Twins 3, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2, the Rangers 3, and the Astros 2, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 2, the Mariners 8, and the Angels 6, in the National League, the Giants 7, and the Nationals 1, the Pirates 5, and the Reds 3, the Braves 13 and the Cardinals 5. The Rockies 12 and the Marlins 6. The Brewers 15 and the Diamondbacks 6. The Padres 9 and the Phillies 7. In interleague play, the Cubs 4 and the A's 0. The Tigers 6 and the Mets 5. And the Dodgers 3 and the Red Sox zip. In that Red Sox game yesterday, Mookie Betts went 2-for-4. He's hitting .310 now on the season. Brock Holt plays second base in place of Dustin Pedroia, who fouled the ball off his shin the night before. And so they sat him out, although they said he was able to pinch hit if necessary, but he didn't get into the game. Holt went 1-for-4. He's hitting .257. Xander Bogaerts went 1-for-4. He's hitting .319. David Ortiz went 0 for 3 playing first base, and I'm going to sound off on that a little bit later on. Dave is hitting 309 in the season. Hill came in and replaced him, and I hadn't heard whether he got injured or what the situation was, but they took him out in the sixth inning. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0 for 3 with a walk. He's hitting 289. Sandy Leone went 0 for 3 with a walk. He's hitting 364. Travis Shaw went 1 for 4. He's hitting 264. Benintendi went 0 for 3. He's hitting 222. Rodriguez went 0 for 2. He started Erod, not Alex. And he's batting zip, zip, zip on the season. Hanley Ramirez pinch hit, and he went 0 for 1. He's hitting 275. Rodriguez didn't pitch badly. He went 4 1/3 innings, gave up 8 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. He had a 5.93 ERA. He took the loss, 2-5 on the season. Barnes came in, pitched 1 2/3 innings, gave up 1 hit, 3 strikeouts. He had a 3.00 ERA. Ross Jr. went 1 1/3 innings, gave up 2 hits, no runs, struck out 2. He has a 3.76 ERA on the season. And Clay Buchholz came in and pitched 2/3 of an inning with a strikeout. His ERA dropped to 5.74. Standings in the major leagues. In the American League, the Orioles are 62-47. Followed by the Blue Jays, 63-48, a virtual tie for first place. And Red Sox are 2 games back. So even though the Red Sox have been struggling, the Orioles and the Blue Jays have not been able to separate themselves. In the American League Central, Cleveland, 62-46, but the Red Hot Tigers are 61-49, 2 games behind. And out west, the Rangers 64-47, and followed by the Astros 57-53, 6.5 games back, and the Mariners 56-53, 7 games back. In the senior circuit, the Nationals lead in the East 65-45 with a 7-game lead over the Marlins, who are 58-52, and the New York Mets trail in third place 56-54, 9 games behind. In the Central Division, the Cubs 68-41, followed by the Cardinals 58-52, 10.5 games back. And the Pirates are in third place, 55-53, 12.5 games behind. I think the Cubbies have pretty well sewed up the National League Central Division. In our West, the Giants, 63-47, have a 2-game lead over the Dodgers, who are 61-49, and the Rockies are in third place, 55-55, 8 games behind. 4:17 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm Donnelly Brown, and this is another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here, like I said, virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation, have to give me a call, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO. I'll be back.
This tree was never chopped down because this crutch never needed to be carved. Because these legs never grew weak. Because this child never got polio. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. Now we are on the brink of eradicating this crippling disease once and for all. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to make sure vaccines reach the people who need it, to protect the children of the world against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 420 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in the conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 617-6- I did it again. They're gonna take a dollar out of my paycheck every time I give you the wrong phone number. The new phone number, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. As I said in previous programs, that I've been saying 617 this fall will be my beginning my 24th year here at the station. So therefore, you know, that's ingrained in the gray matter. So if it slips out every once in a while, I apologize. 855-915-WMFO is our new phone number. Okay, looking at Major League Baseball, looking particularly at the Red Sox, they have not been really hot for quite a while. I guess June was their big month, and they tapered off a little bit in July. And here we are in August, and it's like, you know, you win one, you lose one, you win one, you lose one. But the main thing is that the Orioles and the Blue Jays have caught up, but the Orioles have not pulled away. And so, therefore, we're still 2 games back in contention. And, you know, we've had the injuries. You know, like I said, Pedroia hit a ball off his shin, and so he's hobbling around. Manny. I'll be okay. Hanley Ramirez is playing with a sore wrist. In the silly, absolutely stupid, ridiculous interleague game. Not that I don't like interleague games, but the fact that you have to give up as an American League team your DH, or put him in the field where he's probably not played for quite a while, like David Ortiz. I think this is his first time in the field this year because of his foot situation. And it obviously gives the National League team an advantage, because when they come to American League parks, they use the DH. In the All-Star game, played in San Diego, National League Park, and the winner of the game gets the home field advantage in the World Series. What happened? Both teams used the DH. I'm going to start a campaign. I'm going to write to Henry of the Red Sox and every owner in the American League and say that regardless of whether the National League uses a DH in your park or not, you should be able to use your DH in their park. And if they want to let their pitcher bat and do their double switching and whatever, let them do it. You know, to me, the fans want to see hitters up there who can hit. And a couple of years ago, I believe a couple of pitchers got hurt, either trying to bat or running the bases, whatever. So to me, it does not make any sense whatsoever. Let's get this thing together. This is comparable to National Football League, where one team plays one division, one conference, I guess it is, plays with a regular football, and the other conference plays with a round football. a soccer ball or whatever, but by the same rules. So, I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So, anyway, like I said, I'm going to start my letter writing campaign. Don't know how far, I don't know what it'll accomplish, but, you know, to me, it just does not make sense. And if you want to do the same thing, when I get all these addresses of the different Major League, American League ball clubs, and also send one to the commissioner, that maybe we'll get some action. After all, you're paying to see your team win. You know, and why should you put your team at a disadvantage when you have this rule that the other team can use in your park, but you can't use your this extra player in their park? What is that? It does not make any good sense. But a lot of things in the world today aren't making good sense. But hey, maybe I'll try to strike a blow for sanity. 425 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August the 7th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. talking sports. We'd love to get you involved in the conversation. Our new number, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. I'll be back.
Want to know how to build your dream home? First, lay the foundation. We're not talking slab or bearing wall basement, but finances and credit. Learn the basics of good budgeting and stick with them. Be responsible, pay bills on time, don't overextend yourself or mistake plastic for cash. When you start that way, owning your own home can only make your situation better. But if you simply want a home and don't first make sure you're ready for the responsibility, you might be doing yourself more harm than good. So where can you go to find out if you're ready? The Home Loan Learning Center. And everyone can get there because it's online at homeloanlearningcenter.com. It's free and brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association. There you'll find online tools and calculators, experts to answer your questions, stories of people a lot like you, plus simple explanations of the types of home loans available and why one is best for your situation. Lay the foundation for a lifetime of successful home ownership. Visit homeloanlearningcenter.com.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:33 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the conversation. And to do that, you give me a call on new phone number, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO. Okay, before we get out of baseball, getting back to the Boston Red Sox, yes, they have not been really hot, but I think the potential is there for them to continue to make strides in the American League East, which is probably one of the toughest divisions in Major League Baseball. With three teams that you could throw a handkerchief over them and they not separate them by that much. The Tigers, I don't know how they got the hitters without a doubt. I don't know how great their pitching is going to be, especially in the bullpen. And Cleveland, I haven't seen them since early in the season, but they've been doing it. So therefore, you go Tito, Francona, Terry, whatever you want to call them. Yeah, you're doing a great job out there. And out west, the Rangers seem to be, pulling away a little bit, maintaining a pretty good lead over the Astros and the Mariners. So they look like they're a shoo-in right now. The Red Sox are battling Cleveland for the wild card spot. So, they're battling the Tigers for the wild card spot. So we'll keep an eye on that right now. The Tigers have a half game lead on us, having played one more game than we've played. Okay, yeah, as everyone knows, the Olympics are going on down there in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. And I'll give you the present medal count for the major leaders right now. The USA has 5 medals, 1 gold and 4 silver. Japan has 1 gold and 4 bronze. China has 2 silver and 3 bronze. So they're the only country with 5 gold, with 5 medals so far. Australia has 2 gold and 1 bronze. Hungary has 2 gold. Korea has 1 gold and 1 silver. Italy has 1 silver and 1 bronze. Kazakhstan has 1 silver and 1 bronze. And there are 12 countries who have just 1 medal. Whether it's gold, silver, bronze, I don't know. I didn't bring all that stats. But these are in sports that are not really, as far as I'm concerned, the major sports. So therefore, until we get some major things happening, and probably on next Sunday's program, we'll be able to give you a more detailed account of what's taking place, because the major events will have either been run or competed, or whatever they do, they're doing. And we'll have some more information for you to go on. I would say, the United States has to be the favorite. The United States women's soccer team has already played 2 games and won them both. And so we look like we're going to medal there. And it'd be a surprise, I guess a shock, if we don't get the gold. So we'll have to see how that goes. Men's basketball team look like they should be the favorites. They won handily over China in their first game. But like I said, there's no medal yet. You got to get to the finals and win the finals. So therefore, we'll have to wait and see. I'm just shocked, disappointed, and upset that there's no women's softball in the Olympics, at least for this year. I don't know why they took it out. Who voted against us? Because our women just dominated. So I guess they said, hey, let's get that game out of here. But anyway, hopefully, cooler heads will prevail. The Russian doping scandal, I guess, was the big headline. One of the big headlines. It seemed like they caved and allowed a lot of them who were supposedly not going to be able to compete to compete. But, hey, I guess they were afraid that Putin's going to invade them and whatever. So anyway, we have to wait and see. I think it's going to be a good... I'm just hoping and praying that nothing happens, you know, out of the way, so that no one gets hurt or anything else as far as terrorism or vandalism or crime or whatever over there. That's just my main concern. 4:38 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Here virtually every Sunday talking sports from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you have to call me on my new phone number, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Be back.
Did you know that wetlands are one of the world's most valuable places? It's true. I'm Morgan Freeman, speaking on behalf of Ducks Unlimited, the world's leader in wetlands and waterfowl conservation. Wetlands benefit everyone by filtering and cleaning our water. Wetlands help protect people from damaging storms and help trap and slow floodwaters. Wetlands provide you a location for hunting, fishing, boating, and a place to enjoy nature. And more than 900 species of wildlife depend on wetlands for survival. That's why I'm supporting Ducks Unlimited's work to conserve and restore North America's wetlands. You can help too. Help Ducks Unlimited conserve wetlands by supporting its Wetlands for Tomorrow campaign. Ducks Unlimited. Conservation today, wetlands for tomorrow.
And this is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:41 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. Our new phone number, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, it's 855-915-9638. Okay, let's go to the National Football League and the New England Patriots. Everybody was clamoring for the first interview by Tom Brady since he decided not to pursue the Deflategate any further, deciding if the courts were going to rule against him, it'd be better to miss the first four games of the season than in the middle of the season or the end of the season or in the playoffs. So therefore, I guess it was a wise decision since the whole thing was a fiasco from the beginning. And I like that even some of the out-of-town media people are admitting that the if he did do anything wrong or was involved in any wrongdoing, that the punishment certainly didn't fit the crime. $15,000 fine at most, I believe, for tampering with football equipment, the CBA. But the CBA is pursuing it on his behalf and on the behalf of the rest of the players in the league as well. So we'll see how far that goes or where that goes. But as far as coming out of camp right now, and I believe they are getting ready to do a couple of sessions with the New Orleans Saints before an exhibition game here on Thursday with the Saints, that it looks like the team is pretty good. And when you consider there's so many people who are not key people who are not participating as yet, Dion Lewis, Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, Sebastian Vollmer, you know, that it looks like the Patriots are going to be more than comfortable with Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback when in those first four games than they probably might have been a year ago, or 2 years ago, or 3 years ago. It looks like there's a potential that the system is going to be able, not only the system, but I got to give kudos to the Patriots scouting staff. They brought people, you know, off who were out of the radar, you know, into camp, you know, like Collins a few years ago. And Dion Lewis, and who'd been, you know, in the league, but he had injuries and been cut by other teams. And it looks like they've done it again with Martellus Bennett. And, I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on to the point where when we get down to the, 53-man squad and the taxi squad, that we're going to be cutting some really good players. And I can see the other teams licking their chops because of the fact that, you know, they may pick up somebody who's much better than people that they had that they had scouted. And the thing is that if Garoppolo does as well as everybody, if Garoppolo does as well as I think he's going to be able to do, it's going to be interesting to see not only, well, Brady's going to get his job back. I guess that's without doubt. But it's going to be interesting to see teams who are going to be clamoring after him at the end of the season. And when you consider what the St. Louis, Los Angeles Rams did to get up in the draft, to draft who they think is the best quarterback this year, but who may not be as good as Garoppolo, that we're probably going to get our first-round pick back, and maybe even more. Because, you know, if that's the standard, hey, why should we let it down? And I don't know whether we want to franchise Garoppolo for when that time comes, but I think with teams competing, teams who need quarterbacks competing with each other, you know, to get, you know, a shot at Garoppolo, I look like we're going to get a great big haul. Now, the danger is Jacoby Brissett, the number three quarterback. They did not bring in a veteran quarterback as someone thought that they might. They didn't bring in, you know, someone that has some experience. And maybe they figured, hey, there's nobody out there worthwhile. And they just want to spend the time developing Jacoby Brissett if for some unlucky reason that Garoppolo should get hurt somewhere along the way. And with Brady out, Brissett is it. Although maybe we could turn Julian Edelman back into a quarterback. As they must have somebody else back there, out there who's doing something, but all we're hearing is about is Brady, Garoppolo, and Brissett. It's going to be interesting to see in the exhibition games who gets the reps. Okay, you want to see Garoppolo get some meaningful reps. I would assume he would start the game since the other team's starting their best players, but at some point in time, you probably want to get Brady in there to keep him from getting rusty. And then near the end, you want to see what Brissett can do. So it's going to be interesting to see how that works out based upon the fact, like I said, we didn't bring in a quarterback, a fourth quarterback, just to at least learn the system in case something unfortunate happens to one of the guys up front. But it's going to be, I think, you know, a really, really good year for the New England Patriots. Even, like I said, losing Brady for the first four games, I think Jimmy Garoppolo, and there's been some tremendous reports about Garoppolo, not only in college, but after he finished college in the some of the bowl, all-star games that he played in, the Senior Bowl and other things he played in, that he was either the number one quarterback or the number two, at least number two quarterback, saying that only Derek Carr, who's with Oakland, maybe might have outperformed him at different times. So, that things are looking up. Things are looking good. Everybody seems to be firing on all cylinders. You know, injuries, you can't control that too much. You just have to go with the flow. We lost Brian Stork with another concussion. I think this is fourth concussion in 3 years. He also had a neck injury last year as well to go along with the concussion. But here again, we're pretty well stocked at center. We have Andrews, who looked like the starter until Stark came back, and he did fairly well. And we have a couple of guards who can play center as well. So Klein and I forget the other guy's name, but and we picked up another guy who looks like he's as a rookie might break into the starting lineup, Thuney, who also went to North Carolina State with Brissett. The Patriots scouting staff had done yeoman work, and I guess the only major problem on the horizon, aside from the Deflategate and the four-game suspension for Brady, is where are we going to get the money to pay these guys? Butler should get some money. He's obviously outperformed his contract. Hightower and Collins. But this, I guess, you know, that's the way the system goes. So we have to wait and see how they play it out, because we hate to lose any of those guys. But how can we keep them all happy based upon the salaries, the other? That's what I'm saying. You know, why would anybody think that we would just give away Garoppolo? You know, when, you know, like I said, the standard had been set by St. Louis and other teams who moved up recently to get quarterbacks. Hold on to them as long as we possibly can. I said, you know, with teams out there who are quarterback poor, they're going to be looking for, you know, someone to step in. Hey, and then we'll learn whether Garoppolo is like Cassell, a really great quarterback, or someone who's benefited by a great system. That's a debate that my son, oldest son, and I have been having for quite a while. And I think I'm leaning toward the fact that, it's the system and the players. Okay, 4:52 here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August the 7th, the first Sunday in August 2016. And this is a Brown Perspective on Sports coming your way from WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet as well, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting, iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, and we'll be back in a few minutes for the final segment of A Brown Perspective on Sports.
Have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
I'd probably talk about sports.
I'd probably talk to her about boys and dating.
I guess I would probably talk about where she wanted to be when she was my age.
I really think that I would ask him about his choices through school and how they affected his life later on.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom,
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, dating, school, work, clothes.
I guess I'd ask my mom who she went to for advice.
Like what's coming up and what I'm planning on doing with my life.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to them about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:56 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. Before we wrap up this program, we got to give kudos to my man Mookie Betts. As I said earlier in the program, Mookie is now hitting 310. 310. He's passed David Ortiz, who's hitting 309. And he's closing in on Xander Bogaerts, who's down to 319. And Mookie was the player of the month for the month of July. And so, therefore, congratulations to Mookie making the All-Star team as well. Got off to a slow start, but he has been fantastic hitting home runs. I keep saying this. I got to check out what the record is for leadoff home runs in a game. I know Ricky Henderson probably holds it, because he had a ton of them when he was playing. But Mookie has come right along. I don't know how many he has either, but he's right up there. And being so young, who knows? The sky is the limit as far as Mookie Betts is concerned. Still talking about the Red Sox. I don't understand the call-up of Benintendi. Jumping him from AA over AAA into the majors. Chris Young, from what I understand, is getting close to being able to go out for a rehab assignment. Brock Holt's been playing very well out there, and he's a left-handed batter, just like Benintendi is. I didn't see the need to rush. You know, it's not a, you know, I guess the bad news is that Bruce Swihart probably is going to need surgery. His ankle is not healing as well as they thought it would, and so therefore he's probably not going to be playing this year. Brents has not been bad, but he hasn't been, you know, good either, but he hasn't been sensational. That's what you want, I guess. And I guess they just wanted to see what he's going to be able to do. And if he could get in there and provide them the extra punch that they need sometimes, because they've been getting hits, but they haven't been getting timely hits, driving in the run. They're getting a lot of men. One game, I don't know, recently, I think about in the Mariners series, where everybody got a hit. Everybody in the team got a hit. But they only scored a couple of runs. And so I think, was that the game that... I don't know which game it was, but anyway, you know, the key hit has been the problem. Not that they haven't been able to hit, but they haven't been getting the key hits, and so therefore, when the pitching's been good, the hitting has been there. When the hitting's been good, the pitching sometimes hasn't been there. There you go. The good teams that win the championships, they get those two things clicking the majority of the time. And that's how they win. Okay, time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday talking sports, Lord willing. Hope to see you here at 4 a.m. And I invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. We have a special, special, special program coming your way today entitled The Waters of God. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned for that.